that was left over and ground it into meal so that it should be just as good. And so they started that, and they lost all that meal trade. You see it running. It running that meal. It wasn't any good. And you know, they had to close up that meal, and they never could get that meal business back because, see, somebody else, Etheridge and all them had come in there during that time, you see. They got that business, and they kept it, too. Hmm. Well, they went back and tried it, but they just
never got it back.
Oh, if you went to a store, them boys told me they was, you know, some of them were taking trucks, you know, and delivering it for maybe 50, 100 miles of you yet. You see, they're going all directions. They're moaning. And they told me, and said, when they would drive up to a store, and they'd look out and see him, he said, "You from Juliet, don't stop here." Said, "We don't need no Juliet meal."
Trying to cut corners.
Mm-hmm. Well, they lost that meal business.
What's hominy?
Hmm?
What's hominy?
Well, that's the whole corn is put in a pot, in a wash pot outdoors. And they boil that stuff, you know, they put some kind of lye in there with it. And they boil that stuff until it's done. And when it get done, well, then you can eat it like it is, or you can put a little butter and stuff over it.
You like it?
Oh, I liked it all right, because they made lots of it.
Yeah, you get to eat all you want.
What's the food that the Oriental people eat a lot of?
The grain.
They grow it in patties.
Wait a minute.
The food that the Oriental people almost live on, the Chinese and the Japanese.
Oh, right.
Okay. What's a term for cheap whiskey or homebrew beer or whiskey?
What's the name for it? Stump.
Stump. Any other names for it? For cheap whiskey or homebrew beer or whiskey? Side stump?
That's about the only name I have.
Someone make it in steel and peddle it around?
They call it stump liquor.
Stump liquor. Okay.
Is there any? How about moonshine?
Well, I have heard a few call it moonshine.
Moonshine is more, I think.
North. Yeah. I think that's north. But it's stump.
Yeah, that's what they call it.
You know, let's say your wife is out fixing something in the kitchen and the aroma's coming in here, and you might say, "Just what?
Smell good."
Okay. Here comes the aroma right in here like this. It's just coming to your nose. What are you going to say to me? Just.
You smell it.
Okay. You know, what is this kind of syrupy stuff that's real dark, and if it gets cold, it's real thick? You use it in cooking. Kind of a thick syrup, thick dark syrup.
Real dark.
Mm-hmm.
You use it in cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Syrup.
It's kind of like a syrup.
It's like syrup, but it's something else. It's called something else.
It starts with M.
Molasses.
Okay. There. Now, if you're trying to stir up a big jar of this, you'd say.
Well, it isn't molasses syrup.
Well, I don't know.
It's just a different brand.
It's a different kind of syrup.
It's a different kind of syrup. It's, I guess it's kind of stronger.
That's right.
If you're trying to stir it up in a big crock here, you'd say, "Oh, the molasses.
It's real.
The molasses. It's so thick." You're saying, and you'd say the molasses.
You go on to another one now.
You don't like that one?
Mm-hmm. let's get it going now. How's it?
Oh, you're trying to stir the molasses.
Uh-huh.
It's really thick. So I'd say, "What's the matter? What are you having trouble?" You say, "Well, the molasses..."